All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up, actually page Shin Lamed Gimel. The next section is Bodidus. So remember again, in this particular chapter, what we're focusing on here is Kitzad Zochim Le'emunah. What are the things that one needs to do in order to ultimately acquire Emunah? We spent an incredible amount of time speaking about Emunah. Now, what does one need to do in order to acquire Emunah? So step number one is what we learned yesterday, what the Mechaber called Haksoves HaNachon, the right address. Asking the Ribono Shel Olam for assistance. That's step number one. Even though, again, it sounds counterintuitive to the way we normally understand things, in that, under normal circumstances, we say, everything is in the hands of heavens except your Emunah. Nevertheless, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help with your Emunah. Next, Hisbodidus. What is Hisbodidus? Perusha, Tfila Ishit, Sha'adam Spala Milim, Milibo Bemilim Shalom. So Hisbodidus means a personal prayer that a person says in his own words, Bli Ezra Mishum Sefer, without any help from a book. So this is actually quite beautiful. Now understand, under classical meaning in a classical sense, Hisbodidus means time with one's self. Right? Time alone with one's self. To be mitbodeid really ultimately again means to engage in the process of contemplation or really of self-evaluation. In this context, what he's explaining it to be is a person davens of his own words, dafka without a siddur, without a sefer tehillim, because also you know what happens if you have a siddur or a sefer tehillim in hand, you'll be tempted to use those words. The idea of hisbodidus is that I'm supposed to be davening with my own words. Kol adam tzar shiyihi elo b'chol yom. This is amazing. He says every person should have for himself each and every day l'chol ha'pachos sha'a. At least a sha'a. Now in parentheses again, he says, what's a sha'a? Shishim dakos, 60 minutes. So again, remember, thank you. Why do I need help in knowing what an hour is? Because I must remember, again, we spoke about this before, that sometimes the term sha'a, right, means just a moment or some amount of time. Then the Mechaber is saying, no, a person has to set aside an hour every day. And what do I do in that hour? Shebahu misbodeit umisrachek mi'anashim. Number one, during that hour, stay away from people. Sounds good. Right? So during that hour, a person should be alone with himself. Umisyachet im boro umedaber ito. And he's alone with his creator, and he speaks with his creator. So Hisbodidus means that I take time out from the world. I take time out from other people. I take time out to be alone with myself and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do I do during that time? I speak to the Ribono Shel Olam. No sin todu labore akol advarim atovim sho osi ito. I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the good things that he's done for me. Umisvada umevakish slicha akol advarim shenichshol bahem. And I go ahead and I confess and I ask for forgiveness for all of the things which I've stumbled with. And I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally to help me with my deficiencies, to help fill in my deficiencies, to help fill in that which is lacking. You can do this at any time. And you can do it any time and anywhere. The one condition is the location and the time have to be conducive to going ahead and being alone with one's self and alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously, you know, driving carpool might not be the ideal time for this, right? Dinner time is not the ideal time for this. High traffic times are not the times for this. And this, we'll say, this is an incredible difficulty, because to be able to find time where I could be alone with myself and alone, so it's alone personally and alone locationally. These are the two ingredients for a proper Hisbodidus experience. Ha'itza he'ikaris liskos le'emuna, he is bodidus. So why is it that this Hisbodidus is so important? This having time to be alone with oneself and having time to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this so important? V'zemekamasibos. There's a number of reasons why this is exceptionally important. Aleph. Etzem hadibor im Hashem yisparach dvar yom biyomo. L'meshech sha'o yoser. Mashpia al ha'adam emuna. Umachdir also believe one. So we'll say this is actually very profound. The concept of speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day, by definition, creates a sense of emunah. Should also make sense if I'm speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam every single day. And remember again, what's part of that conversation? What's part of that conversation is giving thanks to God for all that He has given me. So that by definition, when I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which He's given me, I recognize what? How much He has given me. When I ask Him to help me with the things in which I am deficient, that highlights the fact that I believe that He can help me with the things that I am deficient. And ultimately, again, when I go ahead and I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong, right? I'm sorry for those things in ways in which I have transgressed. So I'm showing that at the end of the day, I recognize that I exist before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just this conversation, just discussing these three pieces, by definition, creates a sense of emunah. Beis, kasher roa, shemiskablos bakashosav utfilosav, mischazekes ha'adam ha'emunah, b'bori bashpachoso, v'hashkachoso. But we'll say the beis, what's number two, is actually quite beautiful. When a person realizes that it works, when a person realizes ultimately again that what he asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being given to him, that ultimately again, what he, you know, we'll say, sometimes we're so, this is going to sound a bit strange, but we're so conditioned in the realm of tefillah to focus on how to maintain proper belief when my prayers aren't answered. Right, which is true, because a lot of times we ask for things and I don't get what I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so much of our focus is, okay, how do you maintain a sense of emunah even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you what you want? So that's true, but there are a lot of tefillos that are answered. Now, maybe they're not answered exactly in the way that I ask them, but that's because sometimes I don't ask for things in the right way. Or sometimes the structure or the framework in which I ask for divine blessing is not ultimately, again, the way it should be delivered to me. But there are so many tefillos which are answered. So again, when I go ahead and I see that my tefillos are heard and my tefillos are answered, that reinforces within me a sense of emunah. Gimel, hisbodidosu koachi ikari, sheesh la'adam l'shanos es atzmo, v'latzeis me'amidos ha'ra'os v'liskos l'amidos tovos, shekol zenik re'emunah. We'll say number three. Hisbodidos is the primary force, the primary tool, through which a person is able to change himself, and specifically, to change negative character traits and to acquire positive ones. We'll say, why is that? Because sometimes the reason we don't change in life is because we simply don't really focus on whatever our issues are. We all have issues. What are my issues? What are they? I have to name them. And then after I name them, I can figure out ultimately again how to change them. The problem is that we're so often focused on just moving forward, that we don't really take the time to think about what it is that what are my issues? What are my challenges? Person takes time for his bodidus, who is able to focus on ultimately again what his challenges are and how he can fix them. Dalit. Aide sha'adam moda labore akol davar vidavar, aide zet meyer bo or ha'emes v'amunah. We'll say gratitude. Gratitude. Sometimes again we go through life and unfortunately we fall prey to the mindset of magiali. It's owed to me. Right? I'm entitled. I'm entitled to everything and anything. And I will say the reality is the best way to live life is to with one simple mindset. You're not entitled to anything. Nothing is coming to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe you anything. Life doesn't owe you anything. If you want something, you have to earn it. If you want something, you have to acquire it. If you want something, then you have to figure out how to roll up your sleeves and get it. When a person lives life without a sense of entitlement, everything is a gift. And if everything is a gift, then suddenly again, a person has incredible and overwhelming sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lastly, hey, Ayyidei Sha'adam, Sha'adam Misvadi Vichayom Achata Av, Zuchu Ladas, Shakalatovash Ezekir Emunah. But say, furthermore, when a person confesses his sins, each and every day. So he recognizes his own frailties, he recognizes his own shortcomings, and he recognizes that maybe the things that haven't gone right for him in life maybe are a result of the fact that perhaps he's not living as he should. And ultimately, again, he recognizes then that even the things that are challenges ultimately are letova, ultimately are for as good as us. We'll say, these are the five things, says the Mechaber, that ultimately one is able to gain through his bodidus. So step number two in the journey to acquire emunah. If we've spoken up until this point in time about what is emunah, and now we focus on how to acquire emunah. So we'll say, in this level we now see his bodidus, the ability to take time to be by myself and to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to speak and to talk about, again, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that is going right, acknowledge all the ways in which I am deficient, ask for forgiveness for all of the things that I have done, then ultimately, again, I will, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in filling in all of those deficiencies, yields these five different byproducts that we just spoke about, and ultimately, again, becomes an incredibly powerful tool for the acquisition of Emunah. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tashem on Shin Lam and Dalit tomorrow.